the king's desire to marry a woman with two living ex-husbands threatened to cause a constitutional crisis in the United Kingdom and the Dominions. This prospect ultimately led to the king's abdication in December 1936 to marry the woman I love. After the abdication, the former king was created Duke of Windsor by his brother George VI. Edward married Wallis 6 months later, after which she was formally known as the Duchess of Windsor without the style Her Royal Highness. Before, during, and after World War II, the Duke and Duchess of Windsor were suspected by many in government and society of being Nazi sympathisers. In the 1950s and 1960s, she and the Duke shuttled between Europe and the United States, living a life of leisure as society celebrities. After the Duke's death in 1972, the Duchess lived in seclusion and was rarely seen in public. Her private life has been a source of much speculation, and she remains a controversial figure in British history. Wallis was plagued by rumours of other lovers. The gay American playboy Jimmy Donahue, an heir to the Woolworth fortune, claimed to have had a liaison with the Duchess in the 1950s, but Donahue was notorious for his inventive pranks and rumour-mongering. The existence of a so-called China dossier, detailing her supposed sexual and criminal exploits in the Far East, is denied by virtually all historians and biographers. Although there have been rumours of pregnancy and abortion, there is no hard evidence that the Duchess became pregnant by any of her lovers or her three husbands. Claims that she suffered from androgen insensitivity syndrome, also known as testicular feminization, seem improbable, if not impossible, given her operation for uterine fibroids in 1951. Her doctor, Jean Thin, claimed she had normal genitalia.